Hi, hier ist Per von Unkontrolliert und heute geben wir euch wieder eine Episode auf Englisch. Warum? Ich spreche das zweite Mal mit meiner Frau, da wir uns dachten, dass die Themen Beziehung, Ehe, wie es ist, Eltern zu sein und alles drumherum wirklich ein super, super wichtiges Thema ist. Ich hoffe, es ist okay für euch, dass es auf Englisch ist. In ein, zwei Jahren können wir es vielleicht schon auf Deutsch führen. Vielleicht auch schon früher. Und ja, sagt gerne Bescheid. Schreibt gerne in die Kommentare, wie ihr es gefunden habt. Teilt den Podcast gerne weiter. Und es geht jetzt direkt los. Viel Spaß dabei.
As we think we can do it alone, we cannot. Of course, some people doesn't have the privilege to have a partner by their side. And so on. So the struggle would be hard, or, you know, like when they say it takes the village to raise one child, I kind of agree on that, but it takes two villages to take care of one mother.
Did you make this up or you heard this?
Yeah, I made this up.
Nice, yeah.
It's true, because one village take care of the baby and another two village take care of a mom. Because when you look at the baby is a reflection of the mom.
Yeah.
And the mom is a reflection of the husband.
I like this. Yeah.
You know. So if you see the mom, or if you see the kids, you will be able to imagine or predict how the parents would be or would look like. Because from my own experience, when I see the kids and then one kids, and then you can guess who's the mom or who's the dad just by how they dress also.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a mirror. And then when you look at the mom or wife, the quality of the mom or wife is a reflection of how well the husband takes care of a wife.
What do you mean with the quality? Like how happy she is? Or?
How happy she is. Did she put the nice clothes on? Did she put the makeup? For example, how the hair looks? Because these things takes time. And you cannot do that when you have a kid around. You can only do that when the husband is to look after the kid. So the mother could have her own time to get ready, you know, because you can see, yeah, you cannot avoid being tired or sleep deprived. That is something both mom and dad has. I'm not talking about this. I'm just talking about, like, when you go outside and you will see some mom just go out with a pajama.
Yeah.
Then you see that she's home alone.
Yeah.
For example, the husband is not there or no other caretakers there. Because she just can't. Or the hair look messy or whatsoever. This is what I mean by the reflection or how the kid is. If the kids cried all the time, or if the kid is moody or not well behaved, and so on, and then you look at the mom, it's like a mirror, more or less, something like this.
Yeah, I like this approach because often I hear when the kids have problems, like stressed or angry or whatever, then they go to the psychologist for the kids. That is mostly always about the parents, no?
You know, yes.
If they create a safe environment or more fear, no? More stress.
Yeah, because the kids will always be kids. The kids will do kids thing, like tantrum will come, meltdown will come. It's just their development. It's nothing wrong with the kids.
Yeah.
But how the parents cope with those emotions and help them regulate those emotions. This is how this counts, you know. This is what matters. And you can see the difference between one kid to another. And then you see how the parents are like, and then there you go. There you have an answer, you know. And this is why it's very challenging for us, I think, because parenting is...
It's tougher.
You
know, what keeps in my mind now when you're talking is this, before we became parents, you ask other parents, like our friends, you know, how is it to be parents? Or would you recommend to have kids?
It's
the most question, I think, in the world.
For sure, yeah.
And they always give the surface question, answers. This, it has pros and cons. Sometimes I hate my kids, sometimes I love my kid.
Yeah, like a logical side of thing, yeah.
But they don't really talk so deeply about it. And I don't know if I don't remember, but mostly I think they never told me about their relationship. Maybe it's too private, but they only then talk about the kids, you know. But now when someone asks me, I would also talk about how the relationship changed and how yourself maybe is changing.
For sure. And I can't blame them not to mention it, because when you have kids, one, two, three, doesn't matter. You kind of lost, like, or lose yourself in this process, because you have to shift your focus to the kids. I mean, I think it's natural, you know, because the kids need our 200% attention from both mom and dad, of course, mostly mom. So, and even us, sometimes we forget about us, you know. So I think it's also logic to not really mention about the relationship when we are talking or dinner or whatsoever, you know.
But don't you think it's super crucial to talk about it, and people hear, like, if you have an unstable relationship or there's not enough love or already problems, and you tell them when the kids comes, and then financial problems comes and stress, lack of sleep, all hormones, yeah, all these things that you have to tell them if you're, how to say in English, of the house, the basement, no? If this is not strong yet, if this is already shaking, maybe think twice about kids. I know it's maybe in Germany it's a bit too much already, you know. But I would be happy, you know, when someone speak openly to me and say, like, yeah, look on yourself first, then on your relationship, and then think about kids.
Sure, it might make sense then, or it might not, because the thing is, in my opinion, when we hear a lot.
Yeah.
No, because our friends already have kids or already got married before us. And even we have friends who haven't got married but still dating and so on. We also don't talk about this as much as we want, because, like you said, first, I think it's very personal. Unless we are asked to talk about it, then we talk about it. Right? And back to what you said about nobody talked about it because nobody asked. You know? Nobody asked. Before having kids, I don't really ask also. Because all I want to know is about my niece and nephew. Right? Even aunties, uncle, they always want to talk about the little ones. They don't really have time to, you know, to kind of ask, how are you? You know, I think it's something we miss.
It's like a black spot, huh?
It's something.
Like you don't think about it yet.
Yeah.
So I think it's even more necessary that people who are already in the state are talking about it without being asked.
Yeah, it's a little bit vague, I think. I would not talk about my relationship if I'm not asked, you know? I would not say, hey, let me talk about my great relationship. Or, hey, can I tell you about my bad husband? You know, you see, it's not something we really talk about this day, this day anyway.
I think you told me like some people talk about the bad husbands.
Mm-hmm.
This I think people do to let it out.
With friends, yeah, like girlfriend to girlfriend, yes.
Yeah. But the other maybe more positive or complex parts you don't talk so much about.
Not really.
Like for us, for example, we talk a lot about our love languages, right?
Yeah.
Like our needs, our differences, and how we still make it possible that we both get our needs and feel good and feel the love, you know? And I think that's also something important.
Sure, but I would say that that is also another personal interest. I think it's our personal interest. Luckily, is one thing we have in common before we have kids, that our needs comes first, right? So I think that is beneficial for us, because when we have kids, things change. We evolve. We adjust. Nothing stay the same. I'm not the same person I was before, and you have to adjust to the new me. Also, you are not the same person I dated. I have to adjust to, you know, to your new version. And also, we have our little girl. So, three of us just keep changing and have to, you know, find a way to be together, basically.
Yes. You know? And I think especially what you say, you know, this keep working on that we are keeping together. Mm-hmm. I think this is the work our grandparents say, which is real love.
Yeah.
Like to work on the relationship.
Yeah.
Because you keep changing.
Yes.
So there needs a lot of talks.
Yes.
A lot of changes, work on yourself.
Yes.
And what I see often from other couples mm-hmm. is when you don't do all this work, especially with kids, then over the years, you get disconnected more and more.
Yeah, we see a lot in the society, huh?
And the hardest disconnection is a divorce, right?
Right. Oh, no. That's not the hardest. The hardest is you stay together. That's the hardest. And fight in front of your kid.
Mm-hmm.
That is the hardest.
Well, what is worse, fighting or ignoring each other?
Same.
Same, yeah.
Yeah, when you are in the house of no love, but just be, you know, what's going to happen to your kid? And your kid doesn't really experience love from the parents, you know. Your love between husband and wife will likely define the love that your child will have in the future.
Yeah.
So for me, and I'm sure for you also, it's very, very important that we show the love to one another so that our girl can have the right kind of love, I guess, you know, the love that come with respect, that come with disagreement, but we still love each other, you know? Or the love that comes with tears, come with sadness. But it's a part of it. It's just a part of love. Yes, we have disagreement, or sometimes we might fight in the future. We never fight, which is good. Sometimes we might need to fight in the future, but the end is like how we treat it with love, how we add the ingredient of love inside. And then I think that's one of the best gifts we can pass through to our child. And like you said, it's a hard work. It's really, really hard work.
Yes. Yeah. What was for you the hardest work? I make the start if you want.
Okay.
Because when you talked, I remember this. There were a lot of decisions,
yeah,
like emotional decisions, mentally emotional decisions, mm-hmm. where I had resistance to open myself more to you, to show weaknesses or vulnerability, maybe even show you my ego, you know, So normally I would not do it, the steps, but I understood this point you described, that it doesn't start and end with the kid. It starts with us and each other and together. So I was like, okay, for me and also for our kid, I have to go this step to stay close to you. But it's painful. Yeah? It's a lot of times uncomfortable.
Yeah. Yeah, it sounds painful, yes. But I would rather do the work now than, you know, than we evolve with more love. With I don't know how to explain it, though. It just comes, you know. I mean, for me, when it's come to the hard work, I usually look at our girl, and then I love you, but she is the person who pushed me to be a better person. Now, you know, when everyone said that you want to be a better person for your kids, I think this is maybe what they mean. Because when you are parents, you started to realize that it's not what you say that matters. I mean, what you say that matters come later after, you know, after 3 years. But what you do matter more now, like from 0 years until 3 years.
Yeah.
Like, you have to be the person you want your kids to be, period. You know? And that's it. And it's true, because I see it every single day. She speak how I speak. She act how I act.
Yeah, she
you
does,
know?
Yeah.
She just copy every single thing without knowing what it is. And all this thing will be rooted in her subconscious mind. And right now, she will not remember anything, but it's already inside her system.
Yeah.
It's rooted.
Yeah.
So I will do all the work.
I see your motivation. I think for me, it's a bit different motivation.
Okay.
It's not only my child. It's all my life, I wanted to grow, like to find more peace, more freedom in my body, in my emotions, mentally. But sometimes the obstacles were too strong, too painful, too uncomfortable, too hard. And then I stopped, because for me alone, everything was okay, you know? Like,
yeah, that's how it is.
Doesn't need more, right? But on the other hand, I wanted more, but there was not enough push and energy and motivation. And now I still have this motivation, but you and also our daughter helps me to become stronger and to face the challenges and to go through the challenges I maybe was not willing to face before. And this I like very much on the strong relationship and the kid, because it gives you the chance actually to grow and to become the version you want to be.
Yeah.
Like stronger, calmer, happier, not
yeah,
so
that's correct. It gives you a chance to become whoever you want to become.
Yeah.
But it's still your decision to take that chance or not. And how you want to do with this change, right? I think it's hard to really like pinpoint, you know, because it's just so complicated. Parenting is just so complicated.
Something concrete, what happened with us a lot, and I'm sure it happens with many other people, is the impact from our childhood and from our parents, which everybody is impacted by.
Yeah.
But which keep coming up in this relationship even more, because trigger are everywhere. Like trigger from daughter, because we are father, mother. Mm-hmm. No? Then our inner child from our childhood, your parents, your childhood, my parents, and we even have the opposite triggers. So, no?
Yeah, that's is what I mean by the work, because when you become a parent, I think, I mean, at least for me, the trauma of a childhood, I say trauma, but let's say the memories from a childhood came up, because your child will trigger you and it will test you in every way. And that is the most difficult part. So what they say, they, I don't know who anymore, and they said, you have a possibility or a chance to stop the, how you call it, stop the cycle of generation, or like a generational trauma. You have a chance to stop it. But it's required a lot of work.
And this work is exhausting.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and this is what I mean by that when I become a mother, things in the past started to coming to me. I think it's due to the hormone going up and down, you know, when it's just swinging and things keep coming up, you know, the stuck energy and so on. They're just piling up, and then it makes me realize so many things, so many trauma, so many stories I hide, or I made myself forgetting because it's so painful and so on. But it came up, and you just when you look at your girl, you just don't want to pass this thing to her because you love her so much. And there, the chance for you to do something about it, to either ignore it and then you will maybe automatically pass it on. Or you can do something about it. You can stop it. You can. I mean, it takes a lot of energy and a lot of willpower and a lot of mindful and consciousness to really stop it by, like, just realize it, pause, and then let it go.
Yeah, and strong support system, I think, also, no? A completely alone thing is not really...
No.
Possible to do.
No, it's not. Well, we have a great support. We also have our mentor. Yeah, we have a mentor. Even a coach, have a coach, you know. And I think if I would recommend one thing to everybody is having a coach, having a mentor, or go to therapy, go to a retreat, and so on, you know. Anything is... the society, I don't think it's anymore now, but back in the day, especially in Thailand, if you go see the therapy, you're insane, you're crazy person.
No, in Germany it gets more accepted.
In Thailand also, but still, you know, people still have this in the back of the head that, oh, if this person go to therapy, there's something wrong with this person.
In America it goes more to I'm cool, I'm and I have a therapist. Like,
yeah,
bonus.
This day, I think the acceptance of going to therapy or heal yourself, like the word healing or holistic approach and so on, get more popular, thank God. So I think I would recommend everyone to do it because it's really helpful. Mm. You cannot just dumping everything to your partner also, you know, if you don't let it out. It will be out somehow.
Yeah. You know what I don't understand? Most couples, they seek for help when it's kind of too late. Yeah, when they are sick, when the relationship is kind of disconnected. And then they start working with someone, go to couple therapy. But what you described in the beginning, that it does, is you can see from the kid how the mother is, and from the mother how the husband is, and then of course how the relationship is with between them. I think if everybody would understand this logical pattern, chain, you would start there where it begins,
mm-hmm.
and not where it ends. So I think it's the same with sickness symptoms on your body. You start there where it starts, not there where it ends on the symptom. But many doctors and people, they focus only the symptoms of the sickness.
Unfortunately, yes.
And the same in the relationship, yeah?
I just think that we are too busy. You know, we are occupied by other things rather than ourselves. Because our world is moving and changing so fast, we are distracted by what we see, what we hear. And somehow we just forget how we feel deep inside of us. And I think we automatically ignore when our body tells us something at first. I think everybody is like this, unfortunately, including us, I'm sure. And then when the problem occur, which unfortunately again that it would be the end of it already, and then we will try to fix it. And yeah, I think it's like this. But what we could do is that, like you said, if you understand how the cycle work, how like the chain work, then we would be more mindful of ourselves to catch it before.
I would kind of disagree there, you know? Like you said, that we are so occupied and it is like this. Mm-hmm. And we kind of have to live with this. Mm-hmm. Because I think it's a decision.
Yeah, yeah.
To be occupied with what, like I hear all the time, I don't have time. Because mm-hmm. I prioritize other things.
Yeah.
Things all about priority.
You're not wrong.
And before you choose a priority, mm-hmm. it's about understanding.
Yeah.
If you understood it.
Yeah, it's true that we don't prioritize ourselves enough in this world because of so many reasons, right? Everyone have a different reason. And when we have a life and we have to thrive, we have to go to work and, you know, do all the things to put the food on the table. We kind of forget us. We kind of forget ourselves. It's sad, but it's one of the facts that we are living in this kind of world right now and back in the day also. But yeah, I mean, we tried our best to,
but we can change it, you know.
Yeah, to change it, to not let it. Not let it be the deceit at the end, right? We can only try and hope for the best.
Mm. How do you feel right now?
I feel pretty good. Just a little bit heaviness.
Heaviness?
Yeah, I feel heavy every day because I haven't got enough sleep, and Luna is sick, so that's how my body is telling me.
How does the heaviness feels like? How does it look like? Where in your body you feel heaviness?
It's more in my chest, not in my heart, but in my chest.
Like on the chest, on top, or
yeah, just on top. Just my body is telling me to rest, you know, to like lay down or rest more or.
Mm.
Yeah, just more rest, which I think is normal.
Yeah.
I will never have enough rest, but I'm doing my best to rest as much as I can because I need to keep going.
Yeah. I also feel some heaviness on my heart.
Mm-hmm.
I think the first question is, are we talking about the physical heart or the emotional heart?
Emotional heart. My physical heart is very strong.
Yeah. Yeah, I think mine also. And I think this is a the first step, you know, to come closer from the occupied, distracted life to more to us.
Yeah.
With our body, you know, to listen more and to understand us also more. And of course, we are like tired and because of lack of sleep and so on.
Yeah.
But I think it's also because as parents, you have so much heavy topics on you. That this why also the heart needs kind, ne? Has kind of weight on
it. Yeah, I hate to say it's normal, but yeah. It's not normal, but it is how it is. And then, and speaking of decision, I'm not sure if we share this to the audience already, but like speaking of this decision that the first year of our girl's life, we would be there. We would be together. We would raise her together. And this is our priority, right? And when we chose, because the priority changed this year, when we chose to be at home, to be there for our daughter, to help each other raise her, the other priority have to come later or last. So with us, we get the time to be with our daughter. Almost for me, 100%, and for you, close to 100%, and that also means that our financial situation is just
lower than before.
Lower than before.
Yeah, makes sense, no? When you focus one thing much more.
Yeah, like I said, speaking of decision, you it's painful to say this, but you can't have it all. You just can't. And we need to make this hard decision, you know, that, okay, what is more important for us now? And we say, okay, the first year we decide to lay low on the business and be present. Because we believe that the first year of Luna's life is the most important years for her. And it is true. I mean, it is true for us, and I'm sure that it's true for a lot of parents. But yeah, but back in our head, when we look at our bank account, we were like, hiya.
Yeah, that's a lot with the ego, no? The financial thing. In real life, nothing changed.
Yeah.
But in the mind, it's fuck you up. You know,
yeah.
It's also funny, you know, that the financial thing is just a symbol for things like feeling safe,
yeah,
or feeling proud, or no, and then it's shaking a bit,
yeah.
But I tell you, not only parents, also many business owners went through these phases where they had thousands of euros and then minus 300,000.
Sure.
It's and then it's the same topic with ego and how it affects you.
Yeah, unfortunately, it doesn't last forever. Thank God.
Yeah.
And so, this year, our priority has changed. So we are focusing on building up our empire, and we put our girl to daycare, a very good daycare.
Yeah.
So.
Came to us, no? Without we really wanted.
Yeah.
No.
We were just talking about, oh, it would be nice if we find a good daycare that we can trust with our daughter's life and so on. And there you go, it comes to us. And now I have a chance to work again to, you know, to just earn some money. It's not just about money, you know, for me. It's I thought it would be just about money, but I missed this.
It's so cute how you say this truth so quietly.
I miss this.
Yeah.
I miss my daughter too when she's at daycare, but I love my time alone. I love my time of sitting on the bus and going to work or bike to work. Or just focusing on different things other than my daughter, you know? I just It's so fulfilling and it gives me so much power because it's like the time away from my daughter is like a recharge. Because it's been what, almost 2 years
that non-stop.
that my mind was filled with parenting daughters, what food she will eat and so on. And it's just driving me nuts, you know? And I just cannot get out of this circle, you know? But then when I'm out and about, you know, speaking with other adults about something else, it just feels...
It's leaving the bubble for a while.
Yeah.
And when you're in the bubble, you cannot look outside, no?
No. So... I hope that everything worked out because we really need to make our empire bigger and stronger, you know.
Yeah.
Our girl is bigger, so she will need more financial support.
Yeah.
And then again, that is our decision, right? Everyone make different decisions and...
Yeah, you can do it in many different ways.
Yeah, for sure. There's no right or wrong.
Yeah.
It's just it's
funny, you know, like you keep focusing because this is your way of seeing it.
Yeah.
The main priority, the daughter. But for me, honestly, my main priority is my well-being.
I know, because we are so different.
Yeah.
This is another thing it will be funny to talk about it because we are so different. We are so different. I'm a fire and you are like, na na ni ni no ni ni la 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 la. Like,
this is how you see it.
Yeah, this is how I see it. Yeah. You focus on you, and then you focus on your well-being, and you know, and everything about you, your needs, your wants, your time, your space, la 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 la.
Yeah.
And me, I focus on me much less than you, and then I would focus on our daughter. And then you,
and then the house,
me, and then the house,
and then
you
the
know.
Cooking, and then your parents, and then your friends, and then the people you know.
Yeah. It just, you know, how we are just two different people.
Yeah,
you know, but we make it work.
Yeah, you know,
although it's not easy.
I think but at the end, the combination is the strongest. For me, it's why I focus so much on my well-being. First is I want to enjoy my life. I feel when I'm stressed too much, or I'm getting depressed, or my heart gets really too heavy and close, why living, you know? Like, and then nothing else is working anymore. The relationship and connection to you is not working. Connection to myself, to my kid, to the work I do. So everything starts with this. Also, I see it like rationally, but also of that I want to feel good. You know?
Yeah, that sums it up, you know?
But it made you kind of angry in the beginning, right? Like,
your
kid could not accept this mindset, no?
Yeah, well, my husband is weird, you know? And I love him for this. Yeah, I mean, this is how you are, you know. You enjoy taking care of yourself, and which is a very good thing, right? But it's hard for me to, especially when we have kids. It just is, for me, it's even impossible to look at me because Luna take all of my attention. Okay. I said it in a different way. Because I choose to pay 200% attention to our daughter. Because that's just who I am. Let's put it that way. And also because I know that this is my strength. And because of our family dynamic, right? That you focus on you, but it doesn't mean that you don't focus on me or Luna. It's just the main The main focus
The
is
order, I
you.
would say.
Yeah, the order. Yeah.
I cannot focus on you and Luna if I don't focus on me first. I make sure I fill myself up first. I'm grounded. I'm strong. My heart is open. And then I have the power and the capability to look for you, to help you, you know, to give Luna all the security and the love she needs. Handle everything around us. Yeah, I think, of course, it's always from the childhood, no? Like how we learned what we focus on. But just shortly, we realized that this kind of mindset I have to choose me first is also triggering you from your childhood, I think, no?
Well,
because you think then something bad on the other side will happen.
I would not say so, but I think it's more like, and I guess that all women feel this exact same way.
Yeah, strong guess.
It's a strong guess. Okay, ladies, I need to use we. I'm sorry. We feel so lonely, especially at night, that we have to be up and awake because our babies or our child is what, awake or crying or want something or need something, but then our husband just sleep like a baby. It's like if there's an earthquake right now, nothing, I mean, he would probably die or something, you know. It's like it's just so unfair that we as a woman is so wired to our babies, but you don't have these things, you know, like men don't have this thing. I'm not saying that men don't have the capacity to do so, but God built us this way. It's hard.
I think some parents maybe do it differently. I could also mention that the man is sleeping every night or night with a kid, maybe doesn't get his sleep. But then the wife is going full time to work and do all other work in the house, in the government things, in repairing the car, get the invoices, do the taxes.
Yeah.
You know, like, I think it's possible.
For sure.
I'm not the role completely.
Yeah, it's just feeling, you know. It's just, like I said, it's just when, it's just a hormone thing. It's just how we feel at that moment.
Yeah, I know
what
you mean. Sometimes it's not the who's right and who's wrong.
No.
Sometimes it's just your emotions go up.
Yeah, it's just, well, it's so unfair, you know, but. Would we do anything differently? No, I would be with my baby and I would make sure that she's okay. It's not like that I don't trust you, but I trust me more. Something like this, you know.
Yeah, you're dropping a lot of interesting things, like how much trust there's between us and that we need to build this also up.
Yeah.
No, it's a big thing already.
Yeah. It's the most also difficult things, especially when we have kids.
Like trust?
Mm.
Not that I forget the other things you dropped. Trust, then emotional breakups. No, how you say breakouts?
Like meltdown, breakdown.
I had to learn that a lot of times you just need my emotional support and I just have to be strong enough to hold these emotions, to be there for you. Even though you say things where I think she's so wrong, you're so wrong, you know, in my opinion. But it's not about the fact then, you know, it's about the emotions you're going through and you want some support with this.
Yeah.
I had to learn also.
Even me. I mean, I read a lot about our woman's body and hormone changes and so on, you know, but I didn't really realize how our hormones can affect us this much. Wait, after giving birth has been 17 months. So starting from being pregnant, the hormones is going slowly up, 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 up. And there I was not my own self anymore. And then giving birth, the hormones starting to go down, 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 down. And for God's sake, it took 17 plus 10, 27 months. 27 months is 2 years and, and 3 months for me to feel like myself again. And I'm not even my full self. Of course, I'm not the same person. But
how can I imagine hormones? Is it like you take bad drugs? Something like this?
I never take drugs. So I don't know how to compare it to. But it's like, it's a roller coaster. It's a feeling when you go to the roller coaster, when it's going up, you feel like good. And then when you go down, you feel something in your stomach like, oh, you're going to die.
Yeah.
And something bad will happen. And then it gets stable for a little bit. Yeah. And then you'll be like, ah, I got some time to breathe. And then it go up again.
Is it like you have 5, 6 different emotions and stress levels? And then someone is just activating the buttons. Like sometimes this, sometimes this.
Yeah,
you wait a bit, then you press again. And you have no idea what's going on.
Genau.
It's like this.
Something like this. And,
sometimes you think, did it not trigger my childhood because my husband said something which hurt me, like something real? What did he just said, can you please buy the bigger toast package? And you go completely nuts.
Yeah.
And you don't know, is it no trigger? Is it no hormones?
Yeah. But I mean, mostly it is hormone, but I didn't realize how bad it affect me. You know, it affect my sleeping habit, my eating habit, my exercise habit. I mean, I always want to go exercise. I always want to go to the gym and so on. But sometimes I find it so hard to just get up and do something. Or I love eating healthy because I love my body so much. But all what I did was eating pizza and ice cream just to make me feel better. And does make me feel better. And then it made me feel guilty afterward. It's like this. It's like, on and on and on.
Yeah,
and I feel like
it also has some domino effects, right? It's not only the hormone, it's also what it causes in thoughts and actions.
Yes, and what is caught on my body, or I have a digestion problems because of I eat too much potato, for example.
Yeah.
And so on. It's non-stop. And then sleep deprived, and then, you know, and then I'm like constantly tired, and I feel like I'm going insane, and sometimes I feel like I have a bipolar, and sometimes I feel like I am, like I have the depression disorder. It's just,
So I never really talk to the audience, you know, but if I talk to all the men now, get ready for it. Like, honestly, I was really happy. I had some time before of meditation, knowing myself, how to know, how to calm myself down. Even then it was not perfect, and I still was also struggling.
Oh,
but without all this basement, we don't know if it would sit here, you know?
I don't think so. Yeah. It was pretty strong. I mean,
yeah, it was struggling, but we never fight it loud, you know, physically as mentally.
Yeah.
You know, we never really hurt hard. Sometimes we hurt each other a little bit through the words, but then we heal this very fast through excuses, you know. But there is so much potential. It go really bad.
Yeah, it was just too much going on, and even until now, you know. Although I feel like myself a little bit more each day, especially when I go out and work. There are still something inside of me that that needs my attention to go back to, and then to heal, or like I feel like I owe it to myself the me time, you know. Of course, I cannot give it to myself now because our daughter is still young and still need me. But this is something I really want to give it to me.
I think you're doing already, giving your me time, maybe not so much as you need.
Yeah, but I tried. I really tried because, like sleeping, you know, I didn't know how important sleep was until I become a mom. I'm sure that all the moms agree with me, you know. But yeah, so I try to be mindful about what I really need, physically and mentally. But of course, sometimes, just sometimes, I stay up late and watch my stupid show and not sleep.
It's also part of what you need.
Yeah, and then I regret it in the next morning. Huh? I'm sure that all the moms have this kind of guilt cycle or you know, like, it just doesn't end. But
yeah, I have it with Nutella toast, you know. I know I shouldn't eat it right now because I'm a little bit sick, but sometimes another part of you in here, right?
Yeah.
Yesterday, actually, when you were already in bed and I was eating, I suddenly was so hungry.
Okay.
Like, I didn't eat for a week. I had to eat so much.
Like,
maybe also hormones.
What hormone? You guys doesn't have hormones.
Yeah.
You only have one. Hiya.
One or two?
You have one.
Just one?
Mm-hmm. Testosterone.
Yeah.
We have three or four, and then other things coming. It's hard to be a woman. You know, I heard the quote, not a quote, there is some, you know, when I go through TikTok, there is one woman, I think is from the movie. I don't know which movie. She said, woman is, how she said it. We woman is like pain built in. Like we, since we were born, we are built in with pain, like a period pain, cramping, and so on and so forth. And we have to be the one who give birth, which is the most painful pain or painful moment in human life, right?
I have a very good example to how strong this pain is. Because we saw it and, of course, we experienced it.
You don't experience the pain.
No, but I mean, from people who did not experience it, I have a description. And you can ask yourself if you ever experience this pain, which bring you to pass out or nearly pass out.
It's more than that. True, that also.
Like, you really have to think, yeah, a lot of times it's painful or you're screaming, whatever.
But that is because you don't breathe. Then you pass out or you have complication. That's all.
Mm. Or when the pain is too long and you mentally you're exhausted, physically you're exhausted.
You just have to keep breathing. But most of the time when we give birth, we forget to breathe because we want to push this thing out because it's too painful.
I don't know, it's in general breathing. Because when I had in Thailand my, how was the name again, appendix, I had this strong pain. I also nearly 4 years in the bed.
You are a little bit different, I think. But anyway, the cause is that woman is built in with pain. Yeah.
You're used to it, kind of.
Yeah, and it's sad. It's true, but it's very sad.
Why it's sad? It's part of life.
It's ugly truth. Man doesn't need to experience this kind of pain we experience.
Yeah, we have different pain.
What pain? Yeah, give me an example. What pain? We're not fighting, ladies and gentlemen. We're just talking.
For example, the painful emotional heart.
Yeah, most men don't really want to feel things anyway.
Yeah. Or the pain of emptiness or numbness. or the pain of anger.
Pain of anger, maybe, yeah.
Yeah, aggression.
Mm. Still, you are not built in with pain like us. Nah, women. We feel like we have a power.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's why the combination of the female and masculine energy is so strong, no?
Oh, yeah.
So, we can help each other with our what we don't have.
Mm-hmm.
And the more we connect, the more I think this yin and yang circle is also working.
Yeah, then again, the word work. It takes work to make it work. It takes work to make it work.
Mm.
And it's just nonstop. Just nonstop.
I want to go back to your body sensations.
Okay.
Especially because you went so far away from this topic.
Uh-huh. 18 plus, ladies and gentlemen.
And also it's connected to how many men don't want to feel it.
Uh-huh.
The uncomfortable things in the body.
Okay.
But also for the woman also, because you say we are so busy in life, we focus on other things.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't want to feel it or we cannot feel it. But on the other hand, we kind of understood that everything starts with us. So it would make sense, no? To focus more on what's going on in our body.
Yeah. Thing is, it's not fun things to do. So we don't do it.
Mm. It can start to make fun.
Well, you really have to look at it in a very, very positive way.
With this all started with me, to change my mindset to a more positive mindset.
Yeah, you this really have to.
Open the door to many things.
Sure. I mean, if you can do it, then the beautiful thing will happen to you. That is for sure. We see it times and times again. But that is the hardest thing, is to start. Is to start. To go through the pains and
okay.
To discover, you know.
When I ask you again, how do you feel right now?
I feel okay.
How does your body feel? Or what do you feel? Maybe what is better?
Okay. What do I feel? Still same answer. I feel tired. I feel like my body needs to lay down or need to sit in the massage chair or go get a massage or go to sauna.
You're going
to
go after this. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's about
nothing
it.
Nothing adds? Like I feel, for example, a little bit cold hands and feet.
No, my hands and feet are in a normal temperature.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel pretty good. I think it's because I keep drinking tea. So the blood circulation and everything inside of me works pretty good.
And you are, like, do you feel your breath? Do you like to feel that the air is coming in your body?
Don't really focus on that as much, to be honest. Wish I should be, but...
Ah, you shouldn't be in anything.
Yeah, I should. I should.
You
I
want
know that
or you should?
I should. Do I want it? Is this again, back to the start, you know? It's just, you know, it's like, it take more effort. And I'm just not willing to take any more effort to do anything. Really, really, yeah. Like at this.
Yeah, I think many people feel like this. Life is hard enough already.
You know.
We only do what's needed to do.
Yeah. We do the minimum.
Yeah. I think it's a natural thing of humans, no? To do the minimum.
I think so.
To survive.
Yeah. Especially this day we get out of the house. In my case, we stay in the house with the toddler. Yeah, it's work. And when we don't have that, all we need to do is the couch and the TV.
Mm.
And eating ice cream or having frozen pizza or drinking Your favorite why?
But it's not always working, ne? Sometimes we also ate pizza and we say, it's not really fulfilling us.
Yeah.
It's a roller coaster, ne? Sometimes we are closer to what we really need. I can still remember when we dated in the beginning in Koh Phangan. We started to watch a movie. And then after 5 minutes, I said, hey, let's stop watching this movie and just talk.
That would be me, not you. You don't really want to talk. He doesn't like deep talk sometimes with me, you know, because he has deep talk all day.
I think part of it is why it's sometimes hard for me, because you don't have so many people to talk to. Like our daughter, you cannot have a conversation with her, but you stay with her all the time.
Yeah.
And a lot of things happening with her, and you think about a lot of things. And I go out, so I talk with many people, you know. So, and I have time to maybe write journal or to write with ChatGPT or whatever. And also because we are so close and you trust me, you want to share with me a lot of things and ask my opinion and so on and so on. And yeah, sometimes it's a lot, you know, to hear all this. And I heard this from many men. But I can understand it, you know. If I would stay all day home, I don't talk with many people or just chat here and there. And then after all the day, finally my wife comes back home. I want to connect, you know. And
yeah.
When my love language is not maybe physical, so you would maybe just keep coming to me and hugging me and lying on my body, which could be also annoying after a while. Mm-hmm. I know a good friend couple who have this where the husband is just like, hey, go away, you know? Like, it's so annoying, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But for you, it's more the communication. And this was also a part for me where I say, I maybe don't enjoy this every time. But real love for me is to see what you need. And sometimes not, you know. I think it's a balance act. At the end, we have both need to feel good.
Yeah. I mean, from my side, it's just, I understand that it might be too much for you because you have already had a lot of input in you. Clients' problems and so on. But look at it this way, you know, if your wife is still talking to you, right?
Yeah.
Is still coming to you with her problems for you to maybe just either fixing it or just listen, this is a good sign.
Yes.
Because it means that she trusts you. You are her man. You are her rock. You are her home. You are her everything. She can just lay all the problems on you.
Even she knows that it's annoying from him.
Even that. But you guys have to be careful and really pay attention when your wife stops talking to you. You have the clients.
Yeah.
Because I believe that when we women starting to shut our mouth, it's harder for us to open up again.
Oh, we had this one, two times for some minutes or hour where I felt like, oh, something is wrong here.
Oh, yeah.
Something is really wrong.
Like, oh, yeah.
You will get very quiet, you know, you were not coming. And I was like, oh. We have to talk about this really fast.
Yes. Like back to our previous conversation also about the beginning and the end. Of course, it has to be balanced there. Nah? I'm not saying that we women or we wife are allowed to dump everything on the husband. No, I'm not talking about that case. But I'm just saying that, you know, I think it's a part of it. It's a part of, I would say, healthy relationship.
Yeah.
I would say, you know, if your wife doesn't talk to you about her problems, she will talk to other people about it. And that is a big problem.
Yeah.
Because when other people can fix her problem or even can just listen to her, she doesn't need you.
Yeah, we talked yesterday, no? Or the day before.
Yeah, I think we talked about this.
If the man doesn't get enough physical
needs
through his wife,
mm-hmm.
he mostly go to cheat with another woman physically, even though there are better alternatives to like go to a massage or touch himself or go to sauna and so on. But this is what I heard is mostly the case, you know.
Women also.
Mostly. Yeah, and women also, but more the woman, they're cheating more on an emotional level. Jamie Foxx also talked about this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, but also studies, yeah. Study says most women cheating emotionally. That means they don't have sex with another person, but they open their heart, they talk about their deep feelings to a stranger or to a different man, and they don't say anything to their husband.
Yeah.
This is also kind of cheating.
This is what I mean, you know, if your wife is still talking to you about her problems, be happy.
Yeah.
Really, be happy about it.
And when I use the word cheating, no, it's not judgmental. Mm-hmm. It's a warning. Like what you say of not talking, cheating would be then the second warning, you know, of something's going wrong here. Really wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think, like I said in the very beginning, that your wife, physical or mental health, is a reflection of the husband, right? If she's happy, if she's healthy and so on, that means that she is treating well by her husband. And that also means that everyone is happy.
And also the other way around.
And all those, yes.
When people see me calm, trusty, happy.
And wear good clothes, not stinky, not old clothes.
Yeah. Have good hairdress.
Everything.
Mostly there's a woman behind, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah. How they say in hip hop, behind a G is a real queen or something.
On the normal saying, behind a successful man is a queen.
Yeah.
Wish we don't get appreciated enough.
Oh, I talk a lot about you. You get the appreciation around.
I know.
No, really, you know. I hear it sometimes, but actually not so often, that people talk a lot about their partner, like their wife or their husband, in a good way. They talk so much about you in a good way, you know.
Yeah, there are people who talk about, all my friends, they were talking about each other in a very good way, which I really like. I think we should.
Yeah, some, yes, some not. Yeah, it's 50-50, I would say, with friends. Of course, I have, the balance goes more to a negative because I have clients who are working on it, you know. Mm-hmm. But friends and so on, I know, yeah, they also talk good.
Yeah.
Like Lena is only talking good about her friend.
Don't mention too many names. Yeah.
And this is what I do all this for this look you just gave me.
What?
Like this, we understand each other and we are there for each other. You know, we hold our backs. Mm-hmm. And it's like what I do now with the friend here, working together on a business, mm-hmm. or working on life, go to life together. It always makes more fun and it's easier when you don't need to do things alone.
Yeah, it's like, then again, it's not easy in the beginning, but it gets easier and it just flow.
Yeah, in the beginning was sometimes pretty tough.
Yeah, I think it's with everything, but once you get in the flow, you just flow. It's effortless.
Yeah, we say this, no? From time to time, like how we're getting really good team, no?
Yeah.
In the kitchen, in the bathroom. On trips, like.
Yeah, we're a pretty lucky one, I think.
I never say lucky. I always say it's work.
Yeah, It is work. I mean, we are so not perfect, but we're working on it. Not on being perfect, but I think we just need to keep holding each other's hands and just be there for one another through thick and thin.
What I wanted to say also is, in this process, I think it's a lot about not being egoistic. And this is already a very hard challenge, especially in these days,
Sure.
where it's all like ego-centered, and of joy and distraction and easiness and so on. And I feel in our relationship, the hardest work was for me, but I think also for you, don't know, is, to get away the big ego.
I would say it's the only way.
For me, I think it was bigger. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, because I came from the family who has two big ego in the house, and it just doesn't work because it's like a blessing in the curse, I would say, you know, when you see that the relationship is not about being right or wrong, because it's not about you, it's about your family, you know,
About us.
it's about us, it's not about I, it's about we, right?
Yeah. This will help me a lot with to
Yeah,
go more and more to this.
we, yes,
Yeah.
we have to think about
Yeah.
we don't think about I, because I come from the family who think only about I, and there is no alignment, there is no agreement, there is only disagreement, and who is right and who is wrong, and I'm better than you, and so on. It's not so good.
And that is so interesting, no? I come more from a family where it's more about we, but because I never had to focus this problem so hard in my childhood or life, it's not so much strong now with me. But you focus this topic more, so now you are stronger in this. So when you see me go away from the we mindset and more to the I mindset or to the you mindset, then you can help me better or help us in the relationship to remember, hey, it's about us, you know. And there you see how complex and paradox it sometimes, no?
Yeah, I mean, clearly it's not easy for me because I come from the I family, right? So I have that rooted in me, and it always comes up like, why you can't not do what I can do? Why are you not as capable as I am? And so on. When you start this, then the battle never ends. And when you have this battle in within the relationship, then nobody wins.
Yeah, it doesn't go anywhere, no?
No, it
It
just,
goes somewhere to a bad place.
yeah, it goes to the bad place, and I don't think neither of us want this, and
Or
it's
fairness, no? And unfairness. When this word's dropping, I think it's
when you
also
compare, when you
danger,
started
danger,
to
no?
compare, then I mean you can compare, but I think it has to be a balance, right? It has to, when you feel like you are treated unfairly, just talk about it
Yeah.
and then see what we could do, you know? And that's why I value communication so much in the relationship, because I come from the family that doesn't talk to one another at all still this day. But that's why when you don't talk, when you don't share how you feel, you only predict or just imagine in your head how the other people feel. But that's wrong. You don't know. You are not in their shoe. How can you know how the other
Yeah,
person feels?
we mostly feel better, no? After a conversation.
Mostly, and we feel
Yeah.
closer also
Closer.
when we have
Yeah.
Open talk, and I mean talking without having anger, nah?
Yeah.
Whenever we can, right? Because sometimes it's hard when you are like high in the emotional, like when you are so sad and you're so angry and you just want to vomit to your husband because he just don't do what you want him to do and so on. Of course it happens, but yeah. But if we try to do it when we are calm, the result is always better.
And there we need again the awareness of the body, you know, to how we calm us with the breath, with the heart, you know.
How do you calm yourself?
I go in another room, like go away from the situation.
Did you tell your wife?
Now it's getting too complicated. Third person.
Okay.
Yeah, I take my time, deep breathing, maybe closing the eyes. Mostly my heart gets hard and tight, so I take time to soften it, maybe massaging myself. And it's like waves, you know, to just wait until they become calmer.
Mm-hmm.
Guided meditation can also help. Or walk. Yeah, when I feel I'm back to myself, but maybe there's still some sadness or anger or whatever, but it's kind of lower, then I feel ready to talk.
Yeah, I think this is how I don't like to say most men, but sometimes men does this, no? Like, they just withdraw themselves.
I'm not sure if it's about man or woman. I could imagine it's also the other way around.
Yeah. Yeah, forgive me. No, it's not that.
Even me, 10 years ago, I was the other way around. I wanted to talk about it right away.
Yeah.
And not giving my final time.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's just your way to withdraw yourself from the situation that you feel uncomfortable.
Mm. Yeah, and also just not ready. Like, I know I'm not ready to listen to you, to be kind, to have my ego on the side. It wouldn't be good, you know?
Yeah, and at the same time, you know, I would expect you to communicate with me just one sentence, said, okay, I'm not ready now, I need to go, or I need some of my time, you know, but most of the time, you just withdrew yourself and then you just walked into the room and closed the door. Yeah. And I'm just, we talked about this already and then we find the way, no?
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, like, you see that is every day that we work on this, you know. It's really little things. And these little things for me is very important, because when you don't fix little things and you wait until you fix big things, maybe sometimes it's too late.
Yeah. Everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah. Fix your oil in the car before it burns. Because repairing a burned car is pretty hard.
But
no.
I think it's sometimes natural for us when because it's small, you don't really see it and it doesn't cost anything yet.
Yeah, yeah.
So we don't really pay attention to it, you know. I think we all are like this because we have other more important things to do, like we go to work, we bring food on the table and so on, right? Yeah, I mean, we just have to keep reminding ourselves to...
The procrastinator. It's English correct, no? Procrastinating?
Yeah, so.
Like to fill up the air in our car. Mm-hmm. I procrastinated for 1-2 weeks.
Postpone.
Postpone?
Yes.
No.
Postpone. Mm. That's what you want to say.
Oh.
Yeah, keep postponing it. And it's like, später, later.
Yeah.
Maybe it's too late.
Yeah, because there are also other priorities. My ego was lazy. But I won the fight because I I really, after what I told him, it's important. These are the arguments. Put this in the first priority. And for me, it's also mostly like, then you have your peace in mind.
That sounds like me.
Then it's done. Okay, I think that's the perfect sentence to end this conversation.
Yeah.
Are you ready to end it? Or do you have anything you, which is on your heart or you want to get out?
Not really, but I have a question for our audience. What would you like to hear more from us? Or a female audience, maybe? Because you're going to see me again, part 3, I think.
Yeah.
Because we have a lot to share. And I quite enjoyed it. So if you guys have any more topics that you want us to talk about, I mean, in the scope of marriage, relationship, or for the female audience, pregnancy, nutrition, fitness.
Me time.
Yeah. Or hormones or anything. Drop us the comments and then we will see us again.
Nice. And I'm also curious if every time we talk, we can talk more and more as there's no camera microphone, because it is difficult. It's very difficult to completely blend this out. I'm pretty sure when I press on stop recording and we put the microphone away, it's something will change a little bit already.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
But you get used to it.
To it.
Yeah. All right.
Cheers.
Ciao. Ich hoffe, diese Folge hat dir gefallen. Lass dir gerne ein Like oder ein Kommentar da. Lass mich wissen, wie es dir gefallen hat. Deine Worte berühren mich immer sehr im Herzen. Und ich hoffe, es hat dich inspiriert, dich berührt, das Gespräch. Und freue mich, wenn du bei der nächsten Folge wieder dabei bist. Wenn du auch mal hier sitzen möchtest oder jemand kennst, wo du sagst, ey Per, mit dem musst du unbedingt mal ein Gespräch führen, unkontrolliert, aus dem Herzen, aus dem Gefühl, in der Verbindung, das wird bestimmt toll, dann schreibe mir gerne. Ansonsten sehe ich dich in der nächsten Folge. Alles Liebe, dein Per.